The Northwoods League baseball title came down to a one-game winner-take-all contest this summer between the Traverse City Pit Spitters and our local Eau Claire Express ball club. Trailing 2-1 going into the bottom of the ninth, the home team, Traverse City, scored two to win the 2019 championship. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can always check in at WWIB.com for more information, or if you'd like to give, you can do so quickly, safely, and securely. The Pit Spitters tied the record for most wins in the season. They set a record for longest win streak and most shutout victories in the season. And Traverse City manager Josh Repant is back with me on the show. So that one-game winner-take-all championship game against our Eau Claire Express back in, was it mid-August, they got out to an early 2-0 lead, but your club chipped away bit by bit, trailing in the bottom of the ninth. You tie it, and then the walk-off victory doesn't get much more dramatic than that, Josh. Tell us about it.
Man, it was a nail-biter. Nick Alvarado, your guy's starting pitcher there from Eau Claire, he threw really well on short rest. He had started on Monday to open up the playoffs for you guys and then threw on 3 days rest and really kept our guys off balance. He did a really nice job. And then your guys had some timely hits as well early on in that first inning, getting ahead and drawing first blood. And, you know, I think that that was a testament to your guys that, you know, they came in ready to go. They had a lot of energy. They wanted to win. And going into that ninth inning, we were down 2-1. And before I went out to the third base coach's box, our guys had come back in the dugout after the top of the ninth. And they're like, well, here we go again. We've been here. Let's just do this. Let's, you know, send the fans home for what they came for. And it just didn't seem like there was much pressure in our dugout. They just kind of felt relaxed and, you know, not uptight about being down by a run. And then Nick Powell obviously walked to lead off the inning, and then Proctor, our catcher, did as well. And then we laid down a bunt, which ended up scoring a run. And then credit also to your guy's arm that was on the hill. He ended up coming in and getting a couple outs, and he got a ground ball, and it ended up as a throwing error, which ended up scoring our final run for the walk-off. But it was just a special moment for our guys, just knowing that they believed in you know, what they wanted to set out to do, and it ended up happening for us. So we're just really thankful.
So when you're managing a club that's winning game after game after game, setting records left and right here, you would think, Josh, that this would be a piece of cake, right, to do this. What were some of the challenges of kind of being at the top of this baseball juggernaut there?
Yeah, I think, a lot of times, you know, the motivation often comes in pushing guys to continue to try to get better on a daily basis. Because sometimes when you're having that much success, it's easy to start to take a step back and go a little bit more through the motions because you're already in a routine and your routine has been what's working. But sometimes you still need to challenge your daily routine of what you're doing, how much work you're putting in. And so I think, you know, I think that's one of the biggest challenges is just continuing to motivate guys to push their expectations of not only themselves, but also the team. To make the team better. So I think whether you're winning or losing, it's, you know, always a challenge as a coach is to try to get the best out of your guys. But I would say that's probably the number one challenge is probably just the constant motivation, and not that they became satisfied by any means because they wanted to continue to reach those goals, but it's more so how can we challenge them in a specific skill set or in a specific environment or whatever it may be that's gonna help them become a better baseball player.
That was an amazing season. You were named the Northwoods League Manager of the Year. What does that mean to you, Josh?
I I don't know. I really do think, you know, the championship means a lot more to me because that's, you know, a team's work, whereas an individual award, you kind of get that because of how much other work people have put in around you, our coaching staff. And I know it sounds cliche, but there's no way you can earn an individual award without having people around you that are supportive, our front office, the assistant coaches that we had on staff this year, Todd Reed, Caleb Lang, Cole Sanderson, and then the players also. I mean, that's a huge part of it. I mean, you don't usually get an individual award like that unless your team performs really well and have bought into hopefully what you guys as a coaching staff, what we've, you know, wanted to implement. So it definitely, I mean, it's nice, but it's one of those things that you aren't able to get without support staff, people around you, and also my wife, too. I got to mention her. She's a rock star, and she's been so supportive and really thankful for her. So.
Josh Rebant, the manager of the Northwoods League champion Traverse City Pitt Spitters, on the other end of the phone connection today. Josh, the best is yet to come as far as I'm concerned. That's talking about your personal faith in Jesus and how that's impacted your life and impacted the ball club through you this season. So let's plan on getting together again next time with you. Until then, have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Greg. You as well.